When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
You currently locked in to the coldest podcast in the land. It's your boy, B. Jones, a.k.a. Bolo. And you know when I'm pulling up to the porch, I can't pull up without my dog.
What's going on, y'all? It's your main man here, Big Smitty, a.k.a. D. Nice. And you heard Bolo just said, this is the porch. Welcome. On the porch. We are back at it again, man. It's November, Bolo. Thanksgiving's right around the corner. The end of the year is here. How you feeling, brother?
Brother, I'm good, man. We under 2 months into the end of the year, trying to start strong, finish strong, all that good stuff. But you know, I can't start the day off without talking about God first. God is good. I'm 10 toes down, brother. How you doing?
Hey, man, I'm so blessed. It's scary. I'm feeling good. And, you know, it's always a great day when we can hop on here on the porch. And we got another amazing guest. I know we say it every single week, but have we lied to y'all yet, Porch family? Like, just take a quick minute before I even introduce this next guest. Have we lied to you about any of our previous guests? We've had
the list.
We've had Maya. We've had Raina Roberts. We've had who else? We had Get Fit. We had Sabrina Parr. We had so many names coming to my mind. Like, it's almost getting crazy. And we got another legend in the making here on the porch. Before I introduce her, though, we got to shout out our sponsor, Bet Online. Hey, man, for all your sports betting needs, Bet Online is the place to be. NBA, NFL, college football, you name it. Anywhere where you want to make some money, go to Bet Online and use promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to get your 50% welcome bonus. But without further ado, man, today's guest is someone not to be played with. She's a former Division I soccer player, a model, and now she's a professional wrestler. The one and only Jada Parker, a.k.a. Tiana Caffey. Welcome to the porch.
How y'all doing? Thank you for having me. Thank you. Okay.
Yes, man. How you doing, first of all?
I'm doing good. I'm tired, but I'm doing good. I'm glad it's almost the weekend.
How y'all doing? Absolutely. Bless.
It's always you know, good when we're getting close to the weekend, man. So I'm feeling the exact same way. Let's start it off, man, the way that we always like to start our shows off with one simple question. Who is Tiana? Let's start there. Who is Tiana? And then after you answer that question, who is Jada? I want to know the difference between the two personalities.
So there's really no difference. It's just my personality with Jada is me turned up 10 times more, if that makes sense. So Jada is everything that I wanted to be when I was younger, but I was put in a box, so I couldn't be. Like, I'd always like watch my mouth, be polite. Well, what if I don't want to be polite? You know what I'm saying? Like, Jada is the person that I needed when I was younger. And
So you wouldn't say that's like your alter ego. That's just who you are, just in general.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you always got to put on a face for society, because society knows everything. So Tiana is like, okay, I'm gonna play by your rules. Jada's like, no, you gonna play by my rules, no matter what. Like, I've been polite, like I've talked and everything. Now it's time for you to listen to what I gotta say, because I've listened to you. So now it's your turn to take a seat.
I feel that.
But look, that might be one of my favorite answers on that initial question. Like, just the way she broke that down, like, it's got me thinking. Like, we all have like an inner self of who you really, really are. You know what I'm saying? Behind closed doors, like Bolo off camera, not at work, at home, and Bolo at work is probably two different people.
Two different human beings.
Darnell at work and Big Smitty, you know, here on the porch, two different people. So like, I love the explanation, like how you broke that down, man, for sure.
So Tiana, let me ask you though, because sometimes people just live their life, their entire life in that box. For you, when did you figure out, like, okay, let me tap into this true version of myself?
I'm gonna be honest with you, is when I tore my ACL my senior year in college, because I thought what God had for me was professional soccer. Like, that's all I knew growing up, was just sports. When I tore my ACL, he was like, nah, I need you to sit down for a second. Like, you need to realize who Tiana is. I'm just more than an athlete. I'm more than a soccer player. I'm a grown woman who's been through some things, you know what I'm saying? Just like everybody else.
Yeah.
But I had to find out who I was through that whole journey. And when I found out I'm a personal trainer. I found out I love reading books more, you know what I'm saying? And I found out I love wrestling. So he just brought me to another path that I knew that was there. I just had to be pushed in that direction.
That's real.
That's powerful, man. It's crazy that so often in life, we all go through, you know, our own trials and tribulations. And in the moment, it feels like the worst thing possible. But ultimately, as time goes on and God opens up those new doors for you, you look back and you're like, oh, that's why you did that. You know what I'm saying? Because I played football. Me and Bolo, we played football together in college. We played at Ball State. And it's a similar situation. I tore my lateral meniscus my senior year. And that's usually just like a quick, you know, 4-week recovery or whatever. But for whatever reason, my knee just didn't get right. So I ended up getting DQ'd, missed my whole senior year, and my dreams of playing at the next level were basically crushed. And I had to like get into the real world. And I remember for a couple months, man, like life was kind of confusing. I'm like, damn, I just went from getting recruited for the NFL, you know, and being an all-conference player and this, that, and the third. And now I'm back in my city, you know, Indianapolis, and I'm trying to figure out life. Let me ask you, like, that initial, I guess, when you got the injury, like when it initially happened, right, and you knew your season was done, it was senior year, like, describe what your emotions were and what you were going through from that standpoint initially.
When it first happened, I was in denial, because it happened during practice, and I got up and I walked off like it was nothing. And then my trainer's like, nah, you done with practice, whatever. I could still do squats. I could still jump. Like, I'm like, oh, no, it's not torn. I maybe might have sprained something. It's not torn. When I got the results back and they're like, no, it's done, my heart dropped, because I was with my friend at the time. And I was like, this is all I know. I was confused. I was angry. I was annoyed. I was everything but happy. But the happy emotions, I was all of that. And I had to realize later on down the line, like, I had to sit down for a second and just enjoy my life and enjoy my journey that brought me to LSU, because I was so focused. I had tunnel vision, and this was my time to be like, nah, shorty, you got one more year and you didn't enjoy any of it. You were so worried about protecting other people, being there for other people, you was never there for yourself. So now this year and a half, you taking that time and you getting to know Tiana more. So that's how I kind of looked at it.
Yeah, no, and that's real. You know, I always thought about, you know, having some type of class that's created for people transitioning into the real world. You know what I'm saying? Because I think when I think about my lowest moment, you know what I mean? I graduated in 14, so I'm out. You know, I've been out for a little bit. But it's like when I think about my lowest moment, though, to this point, it was that transition from football, where that was my life, that was my job, that was my sport. Like, I was on scholarship, so you had duties, you had things you had to do, grades you had to maintain, body you had to maintain, like all this stuff that you were bought into, and then like it was just wiped away, and then it's like, all right, go, good. Like, I'm wiping my hands clean, and you go figure it out now. And I'm like, holy shit, all I know is football. You know what I'm saying? So for you, obviously, you know, being able to, and I think we read too, Darnell, you even had the opportunity to go play in the U.S. So like, you were legit, like, you, I mean, you was called, I mean, let's talk LSU now, like, you know, that's big time. We ain't talking about, you know, pity pat, you know, no knock to the other D1s, but you had the big dog, you had the big dog school. So a lot of people who there, you know, got expectations about, you know, going to the next level. So, and obviously the chances increase of going to that next level. So to have that stripped away from you, it's kind of like you got to reinvent the wheel almost and recreate yourself. So I definitely can understand that.
Yeah, it was tough, but it's okay. It's okay. Everything happens for a reason. Everything
happens for a reason.
Absolutely. It's cliche, but it does. No,
it's a fact, man. And it's crazy, man. Like, obviously just reading, you know, your story and, you know, even a few minutes that we've been talking so far now, I could tell you got this kind of competitive, natural energy in you. And I would have to imagine, correct me if I'm wrong, that a lot of this come from just like your family, man. I read that your father is a football coach, your mom used to hoop, your brother played football, and I think you're the baby, if I'm not mistaken, of the household, right? So I just imagine, like, talk about what that environment was like just growing up. You know, I know how siblings are. I got a little sister now, so I'm sure, like, you and your brother probably was wrestling in the house, and, you know, like, talk about that competitive nature just growing up.
It was there since the day I popped out. Like, it was there. Just, I really wouldn't be where I am and, like, who I am competitively. And as a woman, if it wasn't for my brother, to be honest with you, like, did I get my lashing? Yes. Did I get my butt whooped? Yes. Did I get tackled like I was a boy? Yes. But it made me tougher because I grew up around guys my whole life because my brother was in football. My dad was his coach. Like, they were just around all the time. So I had nothing but to adapt to their mentality. And they didn't care if I had long hair, if I was a female or not. They're like, oh, that's Timmy's little sister. Like, all right, cool, let's go. You know, there was no, oh, it's okay. Nah, you want to play with the big dogs, you're going to get hit like a big dog. That's, you know what I'm saying? So that gave me that, all right, we're going to do this, we're going to do this. If not, you better get out my way type thing. So that's where I got my mentality from that. My mom and my pops, they both hooped. So, and my dad played football as well, but we hooped as a family. Mm. And my mom is very, very competitive. And I was like, all right, cool. So it would always be me and her against my dad and my brother, but then it turned into me and my mom against each other versus my dad and my brother because we would never pass the ball to each other. Right. And my dad is like, we're the black holes because we always shoot. We're not passing like we're shooting. Yeah. Because we're like, nah, I'm trying to win just as much as you are. So it was just there, and it transferred over to the field, and I just had so much fun with it. Like, it brought me here today. So I thank them for that.
That's dope.
Yeah.
That's fire. That's dope, man. And obviously, man, like, that competitiveness have transitioned you even to another sport. Kind of walk us through the how this happened. Like, how'd you go from being an LSU dominant soccer player, you know, you know, the career ends from a soccer standpoint, and then out of nowhere, boom, WWE. I grew up watching wrestling. I'm gonna let me start with that. I'm a big time. I Triple H, Shawn Michaels, Edge, the Hardy Boys, the Dudley Boys. I grew up. Friday Night SmackDown, Monday Night Raw, every fucking week. That's what I'm watching. So just kind of walk me through, like, how you got that call and how you in this position now.
So they actually reached out to me towards the end of my season, like my fifth year. And they emailed me, they contacted my manager, and I first saw it on my Instagram. They DM'd me, and I was like, oh, this is a scam. Like, I don't trust that.
Right.
My manager texted me, and he was like, no, this is legit. And I said, okay, but I can't give them an answer right now because my draft is coming up. So we got on a Zoom meeting. I told my parents about it. And they're like, no way. Like, it's so fake. Da, da, da. I was like, no, they want me to go out there. So my dad hopped on the call with me. He explained everything. He gave me a time period of when to contact them if the draft didn't go my way. And in God's blessing, the draft didn't go my way. And he pointed me over here. It brought me closer to my family. I get to see them more. And I just get to represent my city. In my whole life, you know what I'm saying?
That's cool. So let me get this straight though. So like, what do you think made them reach out to you though? Like, did you have like what gave them that impression? Like that, like you would be a good fit for it, you think?
Just like, you know, how he saw me with LFT, you know what I'm saying?
Okay,
like,
So
they reached out and they saw me on the field. Like they've seen me in college and they see my profile and I'm right. Like, if the shoe fits, lace it up. Let's go. You know?
Facts. Yeah. Now, so in your mind though, right? I know you guys were very competitive growing up. So as much wrestling you did, it was probably more so around the lines of like you just playing in the house, kind of like just, you know, footing around in the yard and stuff. So how did you get acclimated to that? Like back into like more of that, like, okay, I'm wrestling now.
Oh, it was never an acclimation. I was like that. I've always been like that.
Ooh, okay.
it's never been an like that's why I never played basketball because I was too physical. So I went, then I played softball. Wasn't physical enough. Mm. I went to soccer. And that's the closest thing to like physicality I could get without crossing the line. You know what I'm saying? With this, it just made me get used to being like tough skin. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I realized, yeah, there are people are stronger than me, but they not me at the end of the day. So it just transferred over here. And I just turned it on.
It's not like, hey, I think we're talking to Jada right now, boy. Like,
nah, for real. She ready to run through a wall right now, boy. She said acclimation.
Yeah.
Been doing this shit. Fuck you talking about? Like, yeah.
You know who you talking to?
Pop your shit.
Nah, I love it. But now it's real though. Like she said, I mean, it's like LFT. Like you see her pay, she fit, strong, competitive, D1 athlete. Like they probably saw the same thing. They're like, yeah, we got it. We got to hit her up. So
make the most sense.
Tell me, so walk us through like day one of like, you go, I guess, training. Like I don't even know what the process is like. So, all right, you get the call, boom, you know, you decide you want to give it a shot. What's day one like for you? Like, are y'all just in there just freestyle wrestling or?
No. So day one was just our travel day. Like we came in, we started early the next day at like 5 a.m. We check in, we eat breakfast, all that. We get on the bus and then they separate us when we get to the facility. So it was at Dallas in their training area, the Star. So it was like their training facility. They separated us and everything, and you had, I think, 5 to 6 stations. My first station was promo. Your second was fitness and agility, and I couldn't wait for that. And your other ones were just little agility tests that you had to do just to see, like, how you are, if you really up the scale, like, if you're a catfish or not. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You can pose as an athlete, but when you get in between them lines, we're going to see, like, who it really is. So my first one was promo. I was shaking because I'm not good, or I was not good at speaking in front of crowds because I get so nervous. And I know I have a good voice. I'm just so like, okay. You know what I'm saying? When I get real shy.
Yeah.
And the guy just gave me the most confidence. Like I introduced myself, whatever. He was like, the minute you smile, he's like, you have the room. Be confident in it. And I was like, oh. All right, like that's what we're doing. And that just took me into the test and the physicality and like all that, the test that we had to do. I was like, I'm gonna be confident in me. So having that pushed me through all the tests. I'm like, I might not be the best, but I'll make sure they remember my name. Like they gonna know who number 12 was the whole time. So that was day one. Day two, we got into the ring. Oh, excuse me, let me go back. At the end of day one, we was already in the ring. We learned the roles. We learned how to bump, all that. So by day two, we're already sore because we don't, like, my body has not adjusted to that ring before.
Right.
And it's not as soft as people think it is. Like, that is real at the end of the day. Day two, we got into our warm-up. So it was, like, 100 squats, 75 push-ups. Like, it was just the warm-up. Then we get into, like, fitness stuff and all that. Day three, at the end of day two, we had individual promos. And they gave me a script and they're like, do what you got to do. You know, I was like, okay, as long as you put me as a bad person, I'm gonna be good. Like, don't put me as no, oh, hey, like, no, let me have my attitude with it. And they're like, no, they gave me the script, whatever. Cool. By the end of that, I knew, like, it's my time. Like, I felt it at the end of my promo because, like, they saw me. They saw Jada when I didn't even know who Jada was at the time because I blacked out in front of the camera. I was like, all right, cool. Third day, we had a group promo. And we actually trained in front of like fans at the end of the day, like at the start. And we did all that. And they're like, okay, well, we'll contact you guys, like let you know everything. We had a great time. And they're like, all right, like stay by your phone. I'm looking at my manager. I'm like, yo, so, you know, like, what's the word? They said anything to you? He's like, no. So they're like, just be by your phone. I said, okay. And he goes, take your phone off and do not disturb. I said, all right. Like, okay, I got you. I got you. I got you. So I end up walking back to my hotel. I call my mama and I was like, this is on the third fielder. And she goes, take your damn phone off of do not disturb. So I was like, you know what? All right, Ma, you got it. And God's blessing, I took my phone off. I put my phone down. I went to the other room and it rang. And he was like, can you come back to the facility? And I was like, are we doing this? Okay. And then the rest is history.
Damn. What about your first live match though? How was that?
Like televised match or yeah.
So your televised match were like, now wait, so let's back up a little bit then. So we can give the Porch family a good idea of what this looked like from a visual standpoint. Is it, do you shoot them live? Are they live?
So on Tuesdays, they're live. Most definitely they're live. Okay. We have Tuesdays. Sometimes the show starts at 7:30 because they film Level Up, which are just pre-matches before our 8 o'clock show. 8 o'clock is when NXT starts. Level Up is filmed, but it's broadcasted on Fridays after SmackDown.
Got you.
That's okay. How it's set up. So like people get confused with that. But my first NXT show, so I never had a Level Up. Like I never knew what it was like in front of the fans. I just knew what it was like in front of my people back home. Cause that was my only live show was Coconut Show is when we go around the state of Florida and just perform. So I'm like, oh, this is real. You know what I'm saying? Like we were going through everything and I was like, yeah, this feels different. Like it feels different, but I was nervous in a good way. And one of my best coaches, like best strength coach, she goes, whenever you're nervous, that's God telling you about to do something great. And I was like, oh, wait, I'm going to take that and run with it. I had my family there. I had my pastors there. I had my nephew there. And when my music hit, I blacked and I turned that corner and I saw my pastors and I was like, oh, we here. You know what I'm saying? Like it lit. And then I looked over and I see my nephew like with this big ass sign with these names and everything and like pictures. He's like, let's go. I said, yeah, like, this for him, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that bell ring and it was showtime and it was the best feeling of my life. I can't even lie to you.
That's cold.
I'm getting chills right now.
You can hear the passion. I was about to say, you can hear the passion, huh? Hit that tunnel, hit that corner. You see the fam. That's real. That's real life.
It was dope.
That's dope, man. Not for sure, man. So one thing you mentioned, I want to rewind a little bit. You talked about the physicality of wrestling and how, you know, everyone says, oh, it's fake. It ain't real. This, that, and the third. Obviously, we get that, you know, there's acting involved in it, of course. But, like, kind of explain a little bit more. Like, when y'all getting slammed, you really are getting slammed. Like, you really, that impact is happening. Like, talk about just the physicality of it.
Yes. So, there was physicality in my other sport. Soccer, yeah, we was throwing. But in here, we're throwing, but it's controlled. You know what I'm saying? We're not going out of the box. Like, yes, we know it's scripted. Everybody knows it's scripted. But in that ring, that's real. What we feel is real. Them slaps, them bumps, all of that is real. And when I tell people, I'm like, okay, why don't you take a bump for a few hours? And you tell me how you feel after. And let me know if you have a concussion or if your ribs feel like they're broken. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't try to tell me something that I feel every day. And that physicality is very real. It's real in practice. It's real in training. It's real in that ring, no matter what it is. When the lights come on, it's a show. But we just got to put thing to the side and be like, no, we performing for y'all.
That's wild. All right, Jada, keep it a buck with us, all right? And obviously, you know, you don't have to answer this. But obviously you get a script. Is there a designated winner when you guys are in the ring? Like, is the winner already, like, pretty much set based upon what the script says? Are you guys really in the ring getting after it?
So everybody knows, like, it's scripted. We know who's gonna win.
Okay. Like, okay.
We know who's gonna win, but whatever happens out there is whatever happens. Cause anything can happen out there out of our control. We know we're supposed to control who goes over and like who wins, but we don't know how we're finna get there. You know, that's the story. Okay. Yeah, that's the story we're portraying out there in the ring. Like, of course we know who's gonna win, that's fine.
Yeah.
But you don't know the story and everything that's gonna happen there. Cause someone could forget something, you like, oh, now we gotta work on the fly. Now we gotta do this. Now we gotta so it's how we get there.
Okay.
I don't mind the ending. That's, you know, that's
whatever. Yeah, yeah.
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 That's a good point. So let me ask you this then. So do you practice with the practice with your opponent before the main match?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Or is the first time you guys are facing each other is the actual match?
So we have classes, and sometimes I work with the person in my class, like in my training class, all the time. So we have chemistry no matter what it is.
Gotcha.
So I'm going to have chemistry at the end of the day with everybody there because we have classes together. We have training together. So we don't have to meet sometimes and be like, oh, we're going to, I know your moveset, you know mine. We just going to have to tell that story together on how you fit into my world and how I fit into your world. So it could be like Jada and Carmen. How does Carmen fit in my world? How does Jada fit in her world? That's what that story is in between.
Damn.
That's hard, man. I always wonder like how that worked, you know what I'm saying? And I think, I mean, you explained it perfectly. Like, yeah, you know who's going to win, who's going to lose, but the journey is up to you. The story is up to you. And that's what defines like a great wrestler and versus like someone who might be average. You know what I'm saying? Like the storyline is all up to you. If you want to jump off these top ropes, if you want to get wild, it's kind of like up to you and up to y'all and how y'all want to, you know, get down. Mm-hmm. So
exactly.
I think that's dope. Let me ask that's you crazy. This. So with the WWE NXT, like, I guess, first of all, explain what like the difference between that league and like the main WWE, different the people who, you know, are new to this.
So back then, to them, NXT was a developmental league, whatever you want to call it. Right. Now, we are a third brand because now it's us, it's SmackDown, it's Raw, it's Mania, all of that. It's not just, oh, NXT is over here, all the main roster. Nah, we all went now. So now we got main roster coming down. Like Becky was just down here. You know what I'm saying? John Cena, all of them were just down at NXT. So it's no longer developmental. We all three brands are together. Like we have family, like everybody says. It's no longer developmental. And I'm so tired of hearing that because we all got to start from somewhere. So just.
Yeah. And for me, I wouldn't even take it either. Even if it was. So what? Right. Like you got to start somewhere before you get to the next level. Like in high school, I was on freshman. I was on JV. Then I got to varsity. Like I had, you know what I'm saying? Like it's a process.
Progression.
You might get redshirted in college. And then you got like, that's just what it is. So, with that being said, is the long-term goal to get to like SmackDown or Raw for you, or I guess what's your? She said, "Yeah."
Well, most definitely, I'm trying to be like Jade Cargill. Like when she came, you know what I'm saying? She Jade. I'm trying to be like, oh, we want her. You know what I'm saying?
Too, Jade Cargill.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, she strapped.
Beautiful woman. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And she asked. You know what I'm saying? Like I want to be like that. I want to be like, oh, that's Becky. You know what I'm saying? Well, I want her over here. Trish Stratus, like all them. Zoe Stark. All of them. I'm like, oh, okay, Lita, all of them, Rhea.
Tori Wilson.
You feel me? Like, all of them. Sasha Banks, like, Naomi, all of them. I'm trying to get like that. And until then, I'm going to keep talking, but you're going to see in the ring, like, eventually it's going to be up there. So, yeah, that's my goal.
Let's hell see. Yeah. Put that out there. Now, what would you say the hardest part about wrestling is up until this point?
It's a mental game. It's a mental game. Like, one day you up. Next day you down, and I've learned to really, really listen to my body. Like now everything that I do, it affects my body. I understood that a little bit in college, but now I'm understanding because this is my career. Like this is my job. I have to take care of my body. I have to take care of myself mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, physically, all of that. And I'd say that's the hardest thing is trying to make sure I'm okay at the end of the day. And make it 100% at the end of the day, because I can't sit here and be 50% and perform with someone that's given 100% because someone's going to get hurt. I need to be 100% just like they're 100%. If not, it's not.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
That's a good point. Now, speaking, kind of staying on that subject, walk us through, like, what's like your diet right now? You know what I'm saying? Do you have a specific, like, you know, dietitian, or are you on your own? Like, walk us through that, like, through that lane.
I was on my own when I first got here, because I was like, nah, I ain't gonna turn down no McDonald's. Like, you got me messed up. No,
nugget, barbecue sauce, yeah, large fry. Come on now.
They got some new sauce too. McDonald's got some new sauce too, y'all.
Really?
Oh, I saw that.
I'm sorry. Keep going.
No, it's okay, because I was going anyways. All right. But now I'm on a meal plan prep kind of thing, and I try to stick to it during the week. On the weekends, I kind of give myself, like, you deserve this, you know what I'm saying? But I'm trying to cut it down, so at least maybe Saturdays I only cheat on Saturdays, and then as soon as Sunday comes, it's right back to it. Because if not, I can't be 100% with myself if I'm not trying to treat myself the way I want to be treated, and like take care of myself the way I need to take care of myself to do what I need to do and get where I need to be.
Gotcha. That's real.
I love that for sure, man. So I want to transition a little bit here, man. So, like, we're learning about Jada right now for the most part. I kind of want to go to, like, a little bit more Tiana. I know it's the same person, but you feel you know what I'm saying. Like, let's talk about, like, life outside of, like, career. I know career is, like, your main focus right now. But, like, who is Tiana when she's not working, when she's not in school, when you just hanging out with your homegirls or homeboys having fun? Like, what do you like to do?
I'm a homebody. I am a homebody, because if I don't go outside, I don't have to spend money. And that's just how I see it. Like, that's just helped me save it. Or I'm chilling with my dog. My dog is like one of my best friends. His name is Cozy. If I'm not doing that, I'm either outside with him, like just taking walks. I'm reading. I'm journaling. Like, I love reading. I love writing. And it just helps me escape and let things go for a second. Like, I don't have to be Jada. I don't have to be Tiana. Like, I can be Titi, you know, like the little me. I don't have to put on no persona when nobody else is around. I like chilling, but I like getting to know myself, because now I have time to, like, okay, what do I like in that? Like, I love playing video games. I love going to arcades. I love going to random bars and just chilling and watching the games. You know what I'm saying? I don't mind that. Go anywhere by myself. I don't mind that, because I like my own company. So I'm just learning me all over again and becoming my best friend. And that's just what we do. We lay back all the time. We chilling, but don't, you know?
So what you telling us and what you telling the porch too is you wouldn't mind eating at the Cheesecake Factory.
At all.
Come on now.
What do you mean? Why would I?
That's what I'm saying. When you say games and stuff like that, I'm like, ooh, like that's hey, good. But you
know, Busters, you know what I mean?
Yes. Thank you. That's good.
I just think the media need to portray more stories like yourself of like simplistic, like video games, like walks and stuff like that. I don't know who is speaking for like the women in the world now that create the list of like places you can't take a woman or places that shouldn't be, you know, for the first date. Like we got to really get a whoever going to be the spokesperson to really put it out there. Cause it's like,
that's too much. When I saw that, I was like, are you everything on that list I would go to? And I'm like, okay, maybe am I tripping?
That's what
I was like, hold on. But I thought the cheesecake was dope. I
thought it was too.
Like, I like it.
That Oreo? Come on now. Like, what are we doing?
I like it. No, it's the shepherd's pie. I'm going to push you on.
Shepherd's pie. Okay.
Are you crazy?
What?
I ain't had the shepherd's pie. We going to Cheesecake Factory this weekend. We going to Cheesecake Factory this weekend.
Hey, put me on game. Shepherd's pie.
Oh, yeah. I don't mind. Like, Chili's? Yes. Put me for the 2 for $20. Yes, please.
Ooh, 2 for the dub. For real. Uh-huh. Wait.
Get them chicken tenders, boy, them fries. Stop playing. I'm getting hungry on the porch.
Nah, with the dip, busy. Too? You get some dip?
Man.
And the quesadilla.
Let me know. You can keep. Hey, I can talk about food all day. You ain't seen me say, I'm a big boy. We can talk about food all day now.
While
we on this topic, since Bolo brought it up, let me ask you, we always need a woman's perspective on certain things. Like, what to you, in your opinion, is like the definition of a good husband, a good boyfriend, a good man? Because again, just so many, just so much information and being tossed out that like when I look at it, I'm like, man, that can't be it. Like that don't make sense. Like these are the standards for a good dude, a good boyfriend. From your perspective, what do you think? You know, you got older brother, obviously a great father. You got examples in your life. How do you define a good man in your eyes?
It's not. So I'm gonna go back to like what you said. It's not a great man. It's just a great person in general. Like you could be a great man or a great woman, you know what I mean? But you gonna have the assets that I want in a person, whether you a man or a woman. Like, yes, I love men, you know what I'm saying? But I look for the person and what you got in here. You could look good out here all you want to. It's show me what your heart is and like let me unlock this for a second. Like let me know what you're thinking sometimes. But to me, like a great person, you're loyal, very respectful, you're understanding. And I feel like if you have those three things, you'll always be a great person, a genuine person. Because if you loyal to somebody, I don't have to question you. If you respect me, I know you know there's boundaries that you cannot cross. But if you understand me, you're going to understand why you can't cross those boundaries. Because you know me as a person. You're going to respect me as a person. And you're loyal enough to me to understand me and understand how important those boundaries are to me. Absolutely. And that's just a person that I want to be with. Like, that's a man I would want to be with. Yes, gentlemen, all of that. And they always say you have to pay attention to how a man treats their mama. But sometimes that's not the case. It's not.
Right.
I pay attention on how they talk to their mama when they mad. I pay attention to how they open a door for an older woman, how they treat older ladies. You know what I'm saying? Out in public, how they treat the waiter. Are you rude to the waiter? Like, you need to have some type of manners, because you're not going to sit here and talk to somebody crazy and think you're going to be in my space and disrespect somebody and think I'm not going to say something.
Thanks.
You don't rock like that. So if someone has those three things, gentlemen, all of that, oh, we good.
We good. Because if you do that to Jada while you're on a date, she's going to body slam your ass.
First and foremost,
I'm trying to let you know, like, you better come correct.
Around DDT your ass on the fucking Chili's table.
Get off that bullshit, for real. And that's another question I want to ask as well. Like, obviously, physically in shape, right? Doing your thing on the wrestling side, like, you can probably put it on somebody if it came down to it. Does that, like, kind of, like, make people a little bit abrasive, like, as they approach you as far as, like, relationships?
Like,
at all? Like, has anybody ever thought about that? Like, damn, like, she probably could take me if she really wanted to, for real. Like, you know, I may have to like kind of like ease into it a little bit slower. Like, how does that work? Or even if you probably never even really experienced it, but I mean, I just gotta ask.
No, I have. I've experienced it my whole life. Like, oh, right. So now it's just like, that's how they slide into the DMs now. Like, that's
break it down to us.
It's not that they're scared to be like, oh, they're intimidated. That sometimes some people like that. And I'm like, why would you ask me to do that to you?
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? They're like, can you be like on the floor? Why would you want that? First of all, like, what do you mean? But they just, it's cool, but it's not cool. Cause I'm like, there's a line with me. There is respect. You're not going to come at me like I'm some shorty on the, be like, hey, yo, Red. No, I have a name. You could say, excuse me. You don't have to touch me all the time. And you don't have to be like, oh, like, I know you can do this. Okay. And test me and see what happens. And you're going to take note of those results. Like, please don't do that. And it's when they keep like egging me on and they're like, oh, you won't do it. But when they get to the touching stage and be like, oh, hot. No, because I only warn twice. Please don't let me get to the third time. Like, don't. You know what I'm saying? Like, they do it all the time and they're like, what you do? I know you do something. I'm like, yeah, I'm a wrestler. Like, yeah.
Trying to mess with you.
So you mentioned something, right? You talked about the DMs, right? Like, from a lot of our guests that we've had on with a strong following, right? They're pretty big on like not hitting the DMs, right? Like you pretty much be unsuccessful hitting the DMs. So like, what's the best way for somebody to come at Jada or Tiana, and you know, obviously score instead of just shooting a shot?
It really depends on, like, you can come at me very politely. You can be like, hey, how are you? Like, I've had that, very polite messages. It's just, if I'm in the mood to answer them, I'm going to answer them. It's not, you can send me like a great message and be like, oh, that's very sweet. There's a lot of gentlemen.
Yeah.
But I hate when they're like, oh, what's your Cash App? Who says I want you?
Right.
Like, who?
Oh,
why,
man.
First thing you say to me. And like, I don't.
What's your Cash App?
Yeah, type. And I'm like, you ain't got Zelle. You know, Cash App be like taxing. But anyways.
Right. You ain't got Venmo?
Hey, don't tell me. Zelle me, huh?
But remember I was that? You can send me a beautiful message and I'll acknowledge it if I feel like, okay, like they really took the time out of it. But if I'm not in that zone of like, oh, I'm looking for somebody, it's going to be in the request. I'm not even going to lie to you. Like, when I'm in tunnel vision.
You probably get so many DMs too. It's probably, I can't imagine what your DMs look like. It's probably crazy to even, I don't know.
I have one experience and I never want to answer a DM again or like open a DM again.
Folks off the chain. I already know what your DMs looking like.
Like what is one of like your craziest DMs? Like, I mean, you already mentioned the request. And so for example, somebody told us, I think it was Carly J, previous guest we had.
Shout out to
people
Carly
got
J.
All these different like fetishes and stuff like that. Hey, shout out to you. I'm not judging nobody. Do your thing. But like somebody asked like for her to send them a picture of her armpit or something like that.
it was wild.
It was like
for
an
real
armpit. And I was like, damn, like.
Straight
listen,
up.
Everybody like what you like. I'm really not. I don't judge. We all got a little side to us. I get it. But the armpits
shit was kind of
a little different. Like, what's the craziest that you could think of, like DM that you've gotten?
I'm gonna be real. The crazy, like the weirdest one.
Give us both. Give us the craziest. Give us the weirdest. If you got two of them, that's cool.
The craziest one. Someone sent me like my email address. And they're like, oh, we know you, like, this, that, sent me emails. And, like, they sent me my DM. And then they started emailing me, like, love stories about us. And I've never met this person in my life, like, ever. They
That's some psycho shit.
Like, chapters of the dates we would go on, the kids that we had. And I'm like,
wow.
Yeah, I don't even know your name. Like, no disrespect, but disrespectfully, I don't even know you at all. That was the craziest one. The weirdest one.
That's intense.
The weirdest one. Someone asked me to send them my shin guards after a game. Yeah. And yeah.
I feel like you were about to say more and you stopped.
I'm just like, what? After, and I'm gonna be real with you, shin guards smell like they, right. They're disgusting. That is what? No, my shin guards? No.
Now I gotta ask you this though. Was there, did they offer like a bag for it? They offer some money for the shin guard, or they just said sing your shin guards?
Oh, they always do. They always offer. They always offer.
Did you say you ain't opening up that door?
What? My dad told me two things. Well, one thing, money is the most evil thing in this world. Money controls everything. But like, once quick money ain't always good money.
That's real.
I don't want that. I don't want that. I don't want quick money. I want my money.
That's a lot of wisdom. It's a lot of wisdom right there. For so, real.
Shin guards, Bolo. I didn't heard it all. What? Shin guards.
What?
I already know you getting the feet DMs, but everybody get those now. Everybody ain't getting those.
See, but that's the thing though, because they'll comment on my stuff and they're like, oh, you never show your feet. I'm not gonna show you something that could sell something. So why would I show them? Like,
right.
That's taking away my bag. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Why would I post them when I know that's something that you want? I'm not gonna give you what you want because you're a follower. No one told you to
money off my damn. It's crazy. She's dropping a lot of gems.
Got a lot of wisdom over there.
Catching the gems she dropped. They falling. Prepared to catch them.
Exactly. You know. So it's, you know, be prepared. That's all.
Yeah.
I'm still thinking about these goddamn shin guards. Like, what can you fucking do with these shin guards sexually, though? Like, sexually, like, what can you possibly do with a shin guard?
They probably just want to, I know it sounds crazy, but they probably just want to, like, smell them. And the fact that they know that she wore them and are so attracted to her, it's like making them, ooh. Like,
okay. Okay.
Bolo, like,
okay.
Imagine somebody hitting us up after a game and said, like, damn, Bolo, can you send me your knee pads? You know what I'm saying? Like, your dirty football pants. Like, what?
Disgusting.
Your shoulder pad. You know, a football locker room stink. You know.
Oh, I know.
That football. Right. I know you know that football scent. It just, once those pads get that sweat on there, it is what it is. Ain't nothing you can do about it.
That's true.
I smell that right now.
Hey, you, man, just got PTSD. Like, ooh. No.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That is wild, man. Let me ask you, before we go to our quick hitters, I got two more questions for you. So going back to the sports side a little bit more, walk us through your pre-game routine. So now it ain't the game, it's your pre-job routine. Like, how do you prepare? Like, let's say you got a match tonight. What you about to do? Are you listening to music before? Are you doing yoga? Are you praying? Like, take us through that real quick.
So what I did for soccer is exactly what I do for wrestling now. But it took me a while to click that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it took me a minute to get it, but now, so my routine is I get up, I do my playlist and my prayers, do my morning routine, whatever. I go to the facility, I put my stuff up and I'm like, okay, I see where I'm at on the list on like when I get my makeup, all that stuff done. And I know when I have time for like me and to get my mind right. So everything's done, I get my makeup, but all that, I'm listening to music. I have this one song, it's called Monster. And it's, have you seen, it's like something flow on Netflix with like Cardi B and Chance the Rapper and all them.
Oh yeah, when they, the rap battle, like they kind of rap battle.
Yeah, so you know, it's like, his name is Flawless. Yeah. But he is like, so he came out with a song like a while ago called Monster. And I put it's on repeat all the time, and I'm like, oh yeah, it's finna be some shit, you know, excuse my language, but I'm like, all right,
yeah.
I get my gear on and I'm like, all right, I go my little routine, I stretch a little bit, and I make sure before I go out, I always send my prayer to him. Like, it could be 3 minutes, 5 minutes, I make sure I got time to talk to God. Like, I have to, because if not, I'm gonna think too much, I'm not gonna be me out there. I say my prayer, I put my music back in, and then I put my theme song on. I'm like, all right, now we feeling it. I'll go over everything I need to go over with my producer. I'm like, okay, this is what I need to know. This is what I need to do. I look at the girl. I pray with her. I'm like, if you open to it, we could pray. If not, let me go handle my business real quick,
right.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go into this thing called Gorilla before you go out. And I'm back there with them. We'll pray back there. We'll do like a little hug, whatever. And for the next like 45 seconds, it's me. Like, it's me. You know what I'm saying? I close my eyes. I hold my cross. And I'm like, I'm here for a reason. You know what I'm saying? Like, we here. I'm changing my life. And this is, God brought me here for a reason. And they about to find out why I'm here. Like, I know why I'm here. The world don't know why I'm here yet, but they're going to the more they see me on TV. And that's just my setup going out there.
Man, that's fire.
I love that. That's real. That's cool.
And I love how, before we kind of transition to our final kind of fun, looser questions, I love how you always connect God and bring God into every single step of your journey, no matter what. You know, you make sure before the fight you're praying, after the fight you're praying, you got your cross, you got your pastor at your mat, your pastor at your match. Like, you always find a way to stay connected. And I think that's so important because, you know, in life, especially in today's world with all the distractions and access to so much just craziness in the world, you know, sometimes it can be hard to always stay fully connected. You know, even myself, who grew up in the church and used to go to church almost every Sunday, as you get older, sometimes it does get a little tough to always stay fully connected the way that you want to. And I think just even hearing you talk about it so much, even me subconsciously, it's like, dang, Darnell, like, you need to make sure you staying on your, you know what I mean, staying on your prayers more, staying on getting your word more, just staying connected, because, you know, it's hard. It's really impossible to fail, I feel like, if you're fully connected to God. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? You can have some bumps in the road, but the bigger goal and his plan will always come to light if you stay connected to him. So I just think it's beautiful that you're, you know what I'm saying, you're still staying connected.
I wasn't always, like, I was, I'm going to be honest with you, tearing my ACL brought me to him. I can't even lie to you. Like, tearing my ACL, my dad always told me, don't ever throw God's gift back in his face, because it's not going to be nice when he take it away. God giveth and taketh, no matter what it is. Whether he loves you, whether he's teaching you a lesson, he going to take. If you're not using his gift correctly, he always going to snatch it back. But he's going to snatch it back because he has another purpose for you, because you didn't fulfill that other one, and that's okay. You just had to learn a different way. Mm. But I had to put my pride to the side and realize, like, I messed up. But I couldn't fight my battles by myself. And I couldn't fight Satan by myself. I couldn't fight the devil by myself. And I needed him with me, because I'm thinking, oh, I could blow up with everybody. Nah, shorty, like, I got to have him have my back, because if not, I'm not going to make it out here at all. So I just found a way to fight back with God.
Real quick, I'm sorry. This is unplanned, but just listen to what you just said. And only speak on what you're comfortable speaking on, of course. But you just said that you wasn't always connected to God, and you went through a phase where you wasn't connected to him to the same level you are now. Kind of dive into, like, a little deeper to that, like, pre-ACL, like, what were some of the, I guess, distractions or struggles or whatever you want to call it, vices? We all got vices. What were some of the things you were, like, I guess, struggling with prior to that point?
I didn't know who I was. I didn't know what I was doing. I knew what I was doing at school. I knew that I wanted to play soccer, but I didn't know who I was. I was so lost. I was broken. Like, I was half a person that I was, because, like, my soul wasn't there. I was heartless, all of that, because of everything that I went through those past 5 years. And I'm just like, if God is real, then why am I going through this? Why am I like, I'm by myself? This, that, and the third. And I told my ACL, and I was like, why? And I stopped mid-sentence, like, why did this happen? And I'm like, let me stop, because I'm always complaining. Why this? Why that? God don't want you complaining here. I need to reach out to him. I don't need to complain about what he put me through. I need to reach out to him and be like, I need your help. I need this from you. I don't know how to ask for it, but I'm on my knees. I need your help. And that's what I had to do. Like, he broke me down as a person to build me up as a woman that I've always wanted to be.
Hey, man, that's powerful, right?
It's crazy, man, how we always get to this point, man. You know what I mean? Yeah. Using, you know, it's a vessel. You know, you're a vessel. And I think every time we get somebody on the show, I think it reminds us and also reminds our listeners as well, you know, that, you know, put God first, you know, lean on him. Knowledge, wisdom, understanding, he'll direct you. Give you that discernment, get you out of those times where, you know, maybe you thought you couldn't get it out, but you put everything in his hand, and he was allowing you to, you know, that favor to see, you know, better days. Obviously, you're a living testimony right there. So we definitely appreciate you for sharing that.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
100%, man. Y'all got me emotional on the porch right now. Gotta do that for you. Gotta do that for you, man.
It do.
But we're going to go to our last segment. This is just our quick hitters. You know what I'm saying? We'll ask you this. These are random questions. Okay. It could be about anything. So we just want to hear your response. Get kind of give a short, medium-sized answer, I'll say, and we'll go on to the next one. So, Bolo, I want you to get it popping, and we're going to just go back and forth like this.
All right.
Bet. Let's get it. Okay, Jada, first question. What's Jada's dream wrestling match scenario?
Ooh, Sasha Banks.
Ooh.
And Bianca Belair.
Ooh, Sasha Banks and Bianca Belair. In the ring?
Yep.
You got that look in your eye, too. Like you ready. Like, you ready today almost.
What?
Let's go.
Mercedes Moné, because she goes by that now. Yes, please.
Ooh. That's hard.
Okay. All right. Next question right here. Is there ever a reason to go through your partner's phone? Yes. Ooh. Yes or no? And then tell us why either way. Is there ever a reason to go through your partner's phone?
Can I put like a maybe?
That's fine. All right. Tell us why.
I'm going to tell you why. Because I've been through one phone and I will never go through one more phone again in my life because it broke my heart. But my gut told me to go through his phone. So, because he would always go through mine. And I'm like, what? I'm doing it. So if you feeling like that, then I'm going to go through yours. And the one time I did it, God was like, I told you not to do it. It's not that he told me not to. It's like, I brought you to this phone.
You know what they say, though? You go looking for something, you go find something.
Exactly.
You're going to find something.
But I see what she's saying. She's saying that he was doing his own dirt.
Right.
So he felt bad and thought, well, if I'm doing this, I know she's doing it.
Thank you.
And that's what kind of led to it. That's kind of deep right there. So maybe.
Maybe. It depends. If your gut is telling you, trust your gut and if not, don't do it.
Hey, we can do a whole show on that, Bolo. But, all right, jump in.
Okay.
Jump in next. Yeah.
Okay, I got a question for you. All right, seeing that we're all athletes, obviously you are an active athlete right now, right? So there's a big rumor out there that athletes perform better in their sport when they don't have sex, right? They say they need the legs, right? I just want to ask you, do you agree or disagree with that theory and tell us why?
Can I agree to disagree?
Explain it. Let us know how you feeling. Is it within 24 hours? Because I heard a 24-hour rule. Like, especially when I used to run track, our track coach used to tell us, whatever y'all doing, behind closed doors, whatever y'all want to think y'all indulging in, like, just save it. Give us 24 to 48 hours before after the track meet.
I can agree with that. Because, you know, freshman T likes to test things and had no legs. So we just going. And it was a fitness test the next morning. I was like, what?
Right.
What did you do? You know what I'm saying? But we got to thug it out. So, you know, I would just say, if you're not ready to drink like 3 energy drinks, then don't do it.
Ooh.
The next day. Okay. Yeah, don't do
it. I mean, hey, TT going in. She said 3 energy drinks. Hey, she said she's a competitor. So I guess that's in every single area of her life. She's competing.
That's a fact. Oh my gosh.
You said if you ain't ready to drink a gallon of energy drink, you don't even be ready.
If you're not ready, like if you know you have a game or like a meet the next morning and you're gonna test them waters, you better wake up, drink your water, better have a Red Bull by lunch.
You better start
your next energy drink. If not, it's not gonna kick in.
That's real. Because your initial answer was, can I agree to disagree? But then Bolo threw his answer and you kind of flipped back. So I feel like your actual answer is you disagree. Which means you believe, as long as you prepare yourself, then it's okay to perform those acts before an event. Is that correct? Am I reading you right?
If that makes you happy.
If that makes you happy,
do what you got to do.
It's a great answer.
Handle your business.
Everybody great different. Answer. Everybody different.
Exactly.
Right, last one, kind of on that similar topic before we move on to our final question.
All right.
This is fun. Name one wrestling move that you've learned that could be used in the bedroom. Take your time. I got one in my head just for being a fan, but I want to hear from you first.
Oh, Lord, forgive me. It's called a bear hug. Take it how you want.
No, you can't throw the bear hug Can we get some, just a little, like, just like, what's the, how you perform the move? Is it?
Hey, you got the internet just like I do.
A bear hug. Let me see. I'm about to look this shit up right now.
A bear hug. It's a hold, and it's called a bear hug. And y'all gonna see what I'm talking about.
Look, bear hug, sex position, images. Gotcha.
Wrestling move. Am I typing the wrong thing?
I mean, I just correlated it to.
Okay, well, let me type in what you typed in. Then let me see. Everything. Oh.
Oh,
okay. Okay. She said, family. That's why she said, Lord, forgive me. Oh, I don't
Porch family, the bear hug, y'all. Hey, look, you know, obviously we tap in a lot of different arenas here on the porch, y'all. But the bear hug, y'all. Hey.
Y'all got Google.
That's a good move right there. Hey, she put us on game.
Try it out,
she
y'all.
Put us on game, y'all. So, hey.
Put us on game. We'll take it.
We'll take it. You know.
All right, before we close out, I got to ask you this one question. So you were at LSU, right, in the prime years. Mm-hmm. They won a national championship on the football side. Like, what was that like? Were you there in that environment when they won a national championship in 2019?
I was there. I wasn't at the game, but, like, I was there. It was amazing. It was so amazing because I knew most of them on them. Like, I was friends with a few of them, like, real close friends with a few of them.
Yeah, uh-huh.
They deserve that so much. Like,
that's cool.
Because so I've seen them from, like, freshmen work their asses off to get, like, their position, a starting position at LSU. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Boy, I was so happy for them. Like, it was a proud, like, sister moment because I saw the work that they put in and I saw how excited they were. Even the ones that didn't even get a chance to get on the field, they were so excited because they What's have up? Family. You know what I'm saying? And we was just so proud of them. I was so proud of them. They earned, all of them earned that, for real.
Yeah, and okay. And they say that's one of the greatest like seasons in teams.
Yeah. It was.
Basketball history, you know what I'm saying? Like what Joe Burrow did, and obviously, you know, Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase. Hey, that team was loaded, so.
Right.
Electrifying. So,
All right, but final question here for you, and this one is just a fill in the blank.
Okay.
In 5 years, Jada/Tiana will be blank.
On SmackDown.
Oh,
come on now. Answer that quick. And she just put it in the air, Bolo. So what does that mean?
It will happen.
Come on now. Spoken to existence, and it's going to happen, man. So we can't wait to see you on SmackDown. Hopefully the Porch Podcast can, like, we could be a part of your routine or something. I don't know. We can figure something out. Bring us a SmackDown with you. We're going to be in there supporting you. But no, we appreciate you for hopping on the porch, man. We know it's late your time. This is your time. If you want to shout out anything you're doing, let the Porch fans know where they can find you, anything you want to promote. This is kind of your time to talk about that.
I do want to promote. So we have deadline coming up in Connecticut.
Okay.
We have it coming up, and I believe it's in these next few months. I believe so. Like, it's coming up real quick. I know it's in Connecticut. And so if y'all want that, you can watch it on Peacock. If you want to, or you could buy your tickets to go to Connecticut and buy them. I'm not saying I could get them for you. I'm saying you can go to, like, Ticketmaster, all that, and do that. But I do want to shout out my people and all them. Like, I love y'all to death. My best friends, Alethea's. Today's her birthday, actually, is my best friend. I've known her since womb to the tomb.
You know what I'm saying?
To the tomb.
Womb to the tomb.
What's her name again? Alethea?
Alethea.
Happy birthday from the Porch family. Turn up.
I just appreciate my family and the family that I have made, like, outside of this. Y'all know who I'm talking about, my pastors, my nephew, all of them. Like, I appreciate y'all and I love y'all. And I appreciate the Porch for reaching out to everybody. Like, y'all cool people. I appreciate y'all and respect everything y'all do. So thank you so much.
Much love.
Honor, man. Like, you got two new supporters backing you for the rest of your career. You know what I'm saying? For sure. So you ever need a just hit us up on anything, or you need a platform to talk your talk or promote something, we got your back. And stay healthy, keep grinding, keep God first, and keep believing in yourself, man. You know, we definitely going to continue to follow your journey. We might have to talk. I might have seen you some more LFT. Bolo got a shirt on right now. I know you got a lot of big brands and stuff, so it could be non-exclusive.
Oh, well, I like the color.
I'm going to throw you a little something. Live for today, baby. So, you're going to see.
I appreciate y'all, bro. Yeah, thank you so much.
But poor family, y'all can stream this, man, on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, for all the audio listeners. For the video listeners, obviously, man, we on CapTheme.tv. Download the app and then also our YouTube channel as well. So you have no excuse to not find the porch. Make sure you hit the subscribe button, like, leave a review, leave a comment. And Bolo, man, how do we end every show?
Another one in the books, y'all. We appreciate it. Every time you get out the bed, you put 10 toes on the ground. Make sure you thank God. You make sure that the best you
is the best you. And we out. Peace.
Started on the porch. That was where it all began. Had to put in work. Every day we got it in. We chased all our dreams and now they can't believe it. We make it look easy. We achieving everything we need. Now we undefeated. If we link, no, it's only business. If we get to speak and leave them speechless. I did things for free, but now it costs to see me. When you see me, you ain't gotta greet me. Just don't plot to sneak me. I'ma see it. I'ma stop and watch you lose and get defeated. What do we bleed? Came from the jungle, we humble but hungry and hunting to feed. People don't want us to leave. They love us and rush to the bus when we run in the streets, thinking we stunning the sea. We came from nothing to something, now up in the lead. Now we ain't coming in peace. Hunting for blood and to crush everyone in the league. We got a reason. We put in work every day of the week, every month, every season. So many schemes, had to go off for the team. We gave our all and succeeded. Came from the deep and woman and pops cooking ramen at times. That was all we was eating. Now we be feasting. 5-star restaurants every week. Whole team ripped the cloth and it's seamless. They looking hard when we step on the scene. Call us outcasts, we so fresh and so clean. Ain't about cash, please don't ask for a meeting. Just hit the stoop out the spaz on the beat. Nah, it ain't rude if you ask for the feet. Just play it cool when I tax you the fee. We need a pool in the back with a cord and a board to go jump off and splash for the heat. Live for the day, cause the past can't determine the future or where you gon' actually be. Keep staying present, our presence a blessing. It's all that we have and we actually need. I'm taking action with passion, detaching the ones who keep acting attached. It's a leech. I am no pastor, but actually preaching. Look up these letters and actually reach. That was where it all began. Had to put in work, every day we got it in. We chased all our dreams and now they can't believe it. We make it look easy, we achieving everything we need. Now we undefeated. If we link, no, it's only business. If we get to speak and leave them speechless. I did things for free, but now it costs to see me. When you see me, you ain't gotta greet me. Just don't plot to sneak me, I'ma see it. I'ma stop and watch you lose and get defeated.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.